Well, welcome everyone to this special Brighteon.com podcast. And today we're joined by American hero, Lynn Wood, one of my favorite people in this country. Lynn, I'm honored to be with you today. Thank you for joining us for this conversation.
Well, Mike, I'm honored to be with you. Now, see, you've already got me blushing. You start off by calling me American hero. I'm just a citizen, a lawyer, among many people that love America. And while I might be a little more vocal these days, primarily because I speak the truth, and so the media attacks me because of that, there's a lot of heroes right now in America, and it's the people that are going to fix this, not just Lynn Wood or Mike Lindell or even General Flynn. But we're all working together, and together we're going to fix this mess, and we're going to get America back on track.
Well, you're absolutely right. I'm so glad you said that. And yet, that is what makes people heroes, is to speak the truth Amen. With conviction and to not back down when there's intimidation thrown at you or smears. We've both been viciously smeared in the media, but you know what? People can see through that now, and they see your truth. And I see it, and millions of Americans see it. I would say the majority of the country sees it.
Well, thank you. I agree with you. And the reality is that we're all different in our approach because God created us and he had a plan because he knows the future. So he knew what you're going to be going through. He knew what I was going to be going through. And he equipped us with the necessary tools to be able to deal with it successfully. So while people will say, well, Lynn, that's a great speech, or you're showing a lot of fearlessness, I give all the praise and all the credit to God.
Amen to that. Yes, you're very wise in that way, and I've never felt it more than here at this event. We're in Tulsa at this Health Freedom event. I've never felt more of a vessel of God's mind and God's intention than yesterday and today. I just feel, almost feel like...
You can feel it in the air.
Absolutely. Like our personalities vanish into the background, and whatever God's message wants to be comes forth.
It's like a gathering of warriors. Everybody's got the same objective. Everybody's got the same enthusiasm.
Yes.
And everybody feels the same power.
It's so real. What has it been like for you to speak to this audience and be able to shake hands and touch people, and there's not a mask anywhere in sight, not in this whole building of thousands of people?
Well, the first thing that strikes you is how many beautiful faces you see.
Exactly.
And you see some of the most beautiful smiles. And it makes you realize that God did not create us to hide behind masks. Masks are a satanic ritual. If you're going to get engaged in a satanic ritual, you wear a mask and you stand 6 feet apart. I don't think most people realize that.
Wow.
But lately, I've been looking into some of those types of issues because I think that what I said early on is proving to be on the mark. This is the battle between good and evil. And you can see the faces of the people that are on God's side compared to the faces of the people that are doing the devil's work. And it's really obvious who's on what team.
You're exactly right. It's funny. I stayed in a hotel here, obviously, and in the elevator, I saw a sign that shocked me. And the elevator had illustrated faces all wearing masks, about 9 faces wearing masks, and it said, masks are mandatory here and smiles are welcomed. There were no smiles. Every smile was covered up. And I was like, how can you be so thoughtless to put a sign up that says masks are mandatory and smiles are welcomed?
What are they really saying? They're saying in this particular facility, fear is welcome.
That's exactly what they're saying.
And yes, we don't want you to not wear a mask, because then people will see fearlessness.
Yeah.
And so the mask is control, and the best method for controlling someone is to create fear. It's the devil's greatest tool. He's got a lot of other tools, greed, money, power, etc.
Yes.
Flesh. But fear is the greatest weapon of the devil to control people. So they start off with mask, 6 feet apart. Now they're even laughing at us and saying, put on 2 masks, even though a virus doesn't transmit by air, kind of a simple fact that everybody's overlooked.
Or three masks.
Oh, I mean, it's. I was in a restaurant in Washington, D.C. a few weeks ago up at the Museum of the Bible, and Herschel Walker and I went into the restaurant. And this nice maitre d' looks over and says, "Sir, you're going to have to wear a mask to get from here to your table." And then all of a sudden the virus knows you're at your table, so you can take the mask off. And he was wearing two masks. And Mike, I started to look over and just look at him and go, "You know, you'd be a lot safer if you put on a third mask." And I said, "You can't do that, Lynn. You can't make fun of somebody's fear." But that's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with fear. Now they're telling you, you got to get the vaccine. Then we got to take the next step that you got to get the vaccine passport. Every step is increasing the control over your life.
That's right.
Now,
that's right.
I'm not willing to cede control over my life to anybody but God Almighty.
That's right.
I only obey Him. Now, do I abide by the rules? I abide by the lawful rules. But people don't stop and realize that our system of justice is derived from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Our system of government is derived from the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Our country was founded under God. The United States Constitution is based on the Bible. And we've gotten away from interpreting things like the Constitution consistent with the Bible. That's why we're getting a lot of unconstitutional decisions, many of which need to be re-reviewed and reversed, like Roe v. Wade.
Exactly.
Like New York Times versus Sullivan.
Yep.
Just to name two.
Well, I'm really glad you brought in this gift from God of free will, combined with morality and ethics as described throughout the Bible and with the Ten Commandments and so on. This is the foundation of our country. And yet what we see today is these enemies of humanity, I call them. They're enemies of America, enemies of humanity, the fascists, the leftists. They want to deny us our humanity. That's why they're able to murder babies in the womb, because they deny the humanity. They want to take away our right to think and speak, because that's part of what makes us human. This ability to perhaps connect with information from God or from others and to speak it.
Well,
that's the most powerful.
To you through other people.
Yes.
So when you start cutting off communication, you're cutting off the opportunity for somebody that you meet. Sometimes even a stranger will say something to you and it'll resonate.
Oh, yeah.
Where that person will say it for one reason, but you'll discern literally that it's something you need to know from God.
Yes.
So when you cut off communication, when you cut off free speech, you're actually going in indirectly and cutting off communication with God.
Or when they close the churches.
Close the churches, limit the number of people that can come into the churches. Excuse me. The freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of peaceful assembly, the right to bear arms to protect and defend yourself, those were not rights granted to us by the government.
No, they weren't.
They were given to us, bestowed upon us by God. They are basic human rights. The Bill of Rights didn't have the government telling us what our rights were. It simply documented in writing for our benefit to have the government recognize
yes.
our human rights. If the government doesn't give it to us, and the government doesn't, the government can't take it away.
Exactly right.
So we're in that classic line right now of good versus evil, and it's exemplified in part by government being on the evil side, trying to control the people who are on the side of good.
That's right.
And they do it in a number of ways, but at the end of the day, those of faith, and I think we're seeing a growing of faith in the country and the world, they're going to know that we'll get through this and we're on the side of victory, because good versus evil is God versus the devil,
mm-hmm.
and God has already won.
Absolutely.
So we're going to get there. In the process, what we do is we help God do His will to get where we know God is already going to take us.
Yeah, that's exactly right, because we know how this all ends.
We know how it all ends.
Yes.
Listen, God created mankind, and He wrote the history of mankind from Alpha Omega, beginning to end. The devil will try to tell you that, oh, no, that's just a book. That's not, there's more to it than that. the devil tries to confuse you.
Yeah.
The devil tries to make things more complicated. The devil's battlefield is your mind. God lives in your heart. I tell people when they have tough decisions to make, turn off your brain.
And listen to your heart.
Your heart never lies to you.
Well said. Well said. Now, on a more practical note here, I want to talk about your Fight Back Law organization. Is it a foundation or what's the structure?
It's a 501c4 nonprofit foundation under Texas law.
Got it.
And I set it up last summer.
Fightback.law?
It's www.fightback.law.
Okay.
So this past summer, I set up with a couple other people hashtag Fight Back. I'd use that hashtag on Twitter. It seemed to catch on. And we formed it because I believe fairly early on that the country was undergoing what I believed was a color revolution. Color revolutions have been conducted by our country in third world country for years, third world countries. We should have never done that.
That's right.
We should have never gone in and taken away the right of people in other countries to determine their own form of government. Even if they wanted a dictatorship, it's their country. Let them deal with their own form of government. I saw our country now undergoing a color revolution. What they did in the CIA and other nefarious groups in our country, what they did to third world countries, they were doing to us. And so Fight Back was founded with a mission essentially to defend and protect and advocate for our Constitution, our constitutional rights against child sex trafficking, against pedophilia, for honest elections, because I anticipated that we were going to come very close to losing our rights, and I wanted Fight Back to be a vehicle to advocate in the future so that we never allowed that to happen again. So right after I formed it, I had a number of people online. That was back before Twitter banned me. And they had been recent saying, well, can you help Kyle Rittenhouse? People think I'm a criminal lawyer. I'm not. But I said, well, I'll try to raise money for him. And so we were able to raise money to help Kyle with his defense cost and with his bail. Then his family took it over from a fundraising standpoint, I believe, right around the end of November. And our mission was accomplished. I thought we did a great job for him. We've had some people that have made some false comments about the organization. We've kept meticulous books. Herschel Walker has joined us as a director. We have Bob Sauban, who was a career tax lawyer with Turner Broadcasting, and Lawson Pettigo, who is a mergers and acquisitions lawyer in Texas, also familiar with tax law. We have an outside auditing firm. We're doing it right. And I'm proud that we got it started. I'm looking forward to developing it in the future. I haven't been able to put as much time to it lately as I would like to have.
Sure.
I also have some other things. I have a 501c3 to help rescue puppies and building a chapel in my property in South Carolina. And so I'm trying to help other people. God takes care of me.
You are helping so many people. I got to say, our audience at Natural News and Brighteon, they really love what you're doing and your voice of truth. And by the way, they see through all the, you know, the persecution and the nefarious lies, because I've been subjected to the same thing for many, yeah, many, many years, right? And so it's almost now the badge of honor is being smeared by the Washington Post. It's almost like I don't believe anyone until they have been attacked in the media.
Well, when you talk about I got banned from Twitter, they go,
right,
congratulations.
Exactly.
I was honored. They banned me the same day they banned President Trump.
Yes.
And then they let President Trump back on the next day for a brief period of time. Hmm. I thought, whoa, wait a minute. They're more scared of me than they are President Trump. They didn't let me back on.
You got it.
But then I went to Parler. They banned me at Parler. I'm on Telegram
That was quite a saga, by the way, and that was extraordinary.
It was a power play by the bad guys.
It
was.
And
then Parler gave into it. And they're not rebuilding, I bet you, very well either.
The quote that they banned you for, I agreed with what you said on Parler.
I can't remember which quote I'm being attacked for. I think the quote that I've been most attacked for is the one the media has propagandized into saying that I posted that Mike Pence should be assassinated.
Oh, you didn't say that at all.
No, but that's not what the media said I said. And then what happens is they tell that lie 1,000 times and it's still a lie. But if they tell it enough times, people believe it. That's propaganda.
Sure.
What I said, if you don't mind me explaining it, I had watched the events in Washington on television, although when President Trump asked people to go down and peacefully express their opinions by the assembly, which is lawful under the Constitution,
yes,
I stopped watching it. It was after the fact that I learned they had had this problem with, that's being called the quote-unquote insurrection. It's nonsense. You know it, I know
nonsense, it. It's nonsense,
yeah. It was done by Antifa. It was planned.
That's right.
They were inside the building before the people even got there. And it started before Trump ever told anybody to go down there.
Yes.
But I saw a video clip where it showed one of the, at least dressed in an outfit like a security officer at the Capitol, open the doors and let them in.
That's right.
So it was clearly, in my mind, from that alone, suspect. And I said, they let them in. They're all traitors. Get the firing squads ready. Pence first. Now, did I have the ability to put a firing squad together? Is that something
No.
that put the president and the vice president at the time, was that a serious threat of imminent harm?
No.
No. Therefore, it is protected speech. It is rhetorical or political hyperbole.
It's like saying storm the castle with pitchforks.
Exactly. Well, how many times have you, you know, heard some of these Democrat people say very harsh things about Trump?
I mean, they would hold up where his severed
they really
head.
Do yeah. They really advocate direct violence.
Yes.
I was making a point. The government, not that many months ago, the Department of Justice stated in public that we still utilized firing squads. And we all know that a firing squad is one of the punishments for treason. So I was trying to make the point that I thought Pence had committed treason. So it was obviously used by the enemy, altered, modified, misrepresented, to attack me, because they can't attack the message, which is true. They attack the messenger.
That's
now, what
right.
does that tell you? That would suggest to you that since they were attacking me, that the message that Pence had committed treason, they couldn't attack it because it's true.
That's right.
And I wasn't even talking about the shenanigans he pulled when they certified the illegal vote. I was talking about what I had learned from a whistleblower that I thought was very credible, still do, that had told me information to lead me to the idea that it needed to be investigated, that Vice President Pence and Rod Rosenstein had conspired in 2017 to overthrow President Trump. That's treason. So the idea that I would go out and just make some wild accusation is arrant nonsense. Look at the body of my life's work. 26 years of the 43 years I've been practicing law, I've dealt in defamation, libel, slander, First Amendment law. I'm the last person that would run out and make a statement that was illegal, unlawful. I would only make a statement that I would have credible information to support.
Yeah, you know it better than anybody.
But the media focuses you on the frenzy around the accusation, false accusation, and people don't take the time to look at the body of my life's work, and they say, well, Wood would not have done that. But we've gotten lazy and for too many years. We take the truth off what the media tells us. The media is a propaganda tool. It has been for decades.
That's right.
Probably back to the 1950s, at least, to begin with.
Oh, absolutely. Now, in just a couple minutes we have remaining here on this podcast. Number one, you're on Telegram, I believe, as well.
At the moment.
Okay.
It's beginning to show some signs of potential censorship.
Okay. Well, can you give us your username on Telegram?
Sure. It's at Linwood Speaks Truth.
Okay.
And it's Lin, LINWOD, Speaks Truth.
Linwood Speaks Truth.
I try
truth.
To do that.
Speak Absolutely. Well, and I also want to tell you, I'm the founder of Brighteon, which is where this is going. So you are always welcome. You will never be censored.
Well, I appreciate that. I follow you. I get over there, and I've enjoyed the information you impart. Listen, for some reason, people will single me out, or Flynn, or Lindell. Maybe the media comes at us a little harder because they see us as potentially more of an influencer. But the truth is, what you're doing is as equally important as what any of us are doing. Mm. And we need voices of truth because they're trying to take away our speech. They don't realize it. The devil's not very creative. God is creative. And the creativity that the good Lord gave us works around every time they try to shut down our speech. Somebody's going to come up with another way to get the free speech out there. So they're never going to beat us. They're never going to shut us up.
It's so true. Even in the history of Brighteon, I can't tell you how many times there's been some kind of divine intervention to take it to the next step that's necessary.
And he controls everything.
And we live streamed this event and your talk.
They cut me off last night when I got to the part where I said, start talking. I thought I'd get everybody's dander up, so I did the cue.
Oh.
And I think they cut me off of OEN right when I said something about, hey, here's a cue for you.
Well, we
drove them crazy.
We never cut you.
Wonder why it bothers them so
much. I wonder. Exactly.
I bet I know.
Well, I just want to say, Lynn, if there's anything that we can do to help you amplify your message of truth, please let me know personally. I'll give you my direct number.
Please,
I think you already have my number.
I
anything Brighteon can do, anything Natural News can do for your foundation, Fight Back Foundation, Fight Back Law, Dot Law, just let us know. You are a great American hero. Our readers and viewers love you, and they have faith in you, and they trust you. Keep doing what you're doing.
Well, I appreciate all of that. And people say, well, what do you need? And I said, well, pray for me. I don't like to ask people for money. I am a giver historically all my life, not a taker. But Fight Back is doing a lot of good work right now to try to help fight against, in particular for me right now, these crazy state bar grievance committees.
Yeah.
So I have had to hire lawyers. I don't take any money for any time that I've spent from the get-go with Fight Back. But the one thing that does cost us a lot is security.
Yes.
Because there are a lot of people that like to kill me. They're not going to do it.
God's going to protect me. Can't imagine why. Yeah, I mean.
But I have people around me, and I want them to be protected. And I tell the security people, your number one job here is to protect my puppies. If you keep them safe, I'll be fine. So if people do feel like they'd like to get involved at www.fightback.law,
yep.
$5, $10, It gives them a dog in the fight. I think it helps them, too, because there are a lot of them are sitting at home going, what can we do? We'd feel helpless. Throw $10 at a good organization that will do good for you, whether it's Fight Back or some other organization. Yeah. You can get involved with a few of your dollars. At the end of the day, part and parcel, you got to pledge your life, your fortune, and your sacred honor now to save our country and freedom, just like we did in 1776.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Lynn Wood.
Thank
you, Mike. And folks, support fightback.law and support Lynn Wood with his message of truth, and we will win. We will win this. We will beat back evil, and we will carry out the will of God and Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Working through us.
Amen. We've already won, but the enemy has forgotten that. Or they just want to cause trouble for us. They're going to lose.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time, sir.
Thank you.
It's been an honor speaking with you.
Same here.
All right.